Turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 21. Luke 21. Luke 21, verses 1 to 4. And he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. And he said, "Of a truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had." Let's pray together. Our Father, this afternoon, we thank you for the privilege to be able to pray. And Lord, to be able to ask your blessing upon the preaching of the gospel. I pray for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the good of your people. Lord, bless the word this evening. These things we ask for Christ's sake. Amen. When the Lord was on the road to Emmaus, he met two men that were walking down the road, and he listened to their conversation, knowing what they were talking about, obviously. He asked them to tell him what was going on. And they questioned his knowledge of the events that had happened locally. They told him in so many words, "You obviously are not from around here. It's concerning Jesus of Nazareth. We thought that surely he was the one promised. We thought he was the Messiah. And 3 days ago he was crucified." And then the Lord told them, he said, "Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had said." And then the scripture says that beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now this is what he told them. If you see me in the scriptures, then you see right. If you don't see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in the scriptures, you don't see right. It doesn't matter what you see in the scriptures. If we don't see the Lord Jesus Christ, we have missed the gospel. For the gospel is concerning God's Son. That's all we want to hear. Abraham told, the Lord told Abraham, "I want you to take your son, your only son, and you offer him unto me for a burnt sacrifice." And Abraham, the next day, got son Isaac, two of the servants, and they took off, and the Lord told him, he said, "I'll show you where I want you to sacrifice your son." And third day, he saw the place. Spirit of God obviously told him, "This is the place right here." And Abraham told the two servants, he said, I want you to stay here. The lad and I are going to go yonder, and we're going to worship God. And so here's Isaac, and he's got the wood. He's got the fire. Where's the lamb? And Abraham told him, he said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. Now here's what you're listening for every time you hear the gospel. Every time you hear somebody preach, where's the lamb? That's all I want to know. If I don't hear of the lamb, then whatever is preached has missed the glory of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Where is the lamb? So I pray that this evening that we might behold the lamb in this precious passage of Scripture. Now, I understand that there's some things taught in this Scripture concerning Almighty God and His people that are worthy to be mentioned. I know, first of all, concerning the Lord, we know that Almighty God sees and knows all things. We know that. The Scripture says that the Lord saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And He saw also a poor widow casting in her gift. Now, here's what we know based on what we are told in this passage of Scripture. All things are naked and open to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Do you know what Almighty God knows about us? Everything. What about everybody else? Everything. There is not a creature that's ever been born on this earth that Almighty God does not know everything. He is the omniscient God. And not only did He see what they were doing, the Scripture says that He observed the attitude of their giving. Mark's account of this event reveals that not only did He see that they were putting money in the offering box, but He knew the motive behind what they were doing. Mark 12:41 of this account says, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. The thing that I know about His words was this. He knew what they were doing. He knew how they were doing it, because He knew the financial state of every one of them. He knew the balances on all of their accounts. He knew what was going on. Psalm 11:4 says, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men. That is, His eyelids behold the intention of everything that we do. We might fool each other, but we're not fooling God. He knows. So not only does the Lord behold the actions, He beholds the intent of the action. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now let me just go ahead and just be honest with you. I'm greatly embarrassed. I know just enough about myself to where I can truthfully say I want to do that. I want to do it. but how to perform that which I would, I fail miserably. I'm not making excuses for my sin. I'm not. I'm just telling you, I would desire to do this. Whether I eat, whether I drink, whatever I do, to do it to the glory of God. Now I know this based on this revelation, these scriptures. There were many that had thrown in more cash. But obviously based on the Lord's word, he said, verse 3, of a truth, I say unto you, this poor widow hath cast in more than they all, for all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her poverty, her penury, hath cast in all the living that she had. They had given out of their abundance, but it wasn't according to the Lord's word what they gave is what they had left. That's what he was saying. Now, humanly speaking, concerning what this woman did, now, the scripture says that this poor widow had cast in two mites did not equal a half a cent. It was just two little widow's mites. They're just... Gene gave me one. It's not even as big as the end around in my finger. It's a little old bitty thing. And it's just a little bitty, and that's everything she had. Now let me ask you something. Don't you think that she realized she might need that money? Didn't she realize that was all she had? That was all she had. Didn't she have sense enough to plan ahead? Don't you realize if you give everything you got, you're going to be at the mercy of somebody else? Yeah. Here is the spirit of faith that is truly found in God's elect. Her gift, though, you know, it was to everybody else's, the rich people's giving, it was trivial. It was just, you know, and despised. You know, I mean, seriously. If somebody throws in 2 cents in that money box back there, what is it really going to amount to concerning the expenses of this assembly? I mean, you know, to keep these lights on and that air conditioner running and keep this building up, and every time something breaks, fix it, and to just the expenses of, you know, what is 2 cents going to matter? But 2 cents, blessed of God, is everything. Like I said, 5 loaves and 2 fish, what's that when there's 5,000 men plus the women and children? This woman gave all that she had. She absolutely was poor materially. I understand that, but rich in faith. She gave that which she had, but isn't this a picture of every believer, first of all, seeing themselves spiritually? What do we have to give to God? What are we going to give to the Lord? There were 10 lepers that were walking down the road, and the Lord healed all 10 of them. And the scripture says that one of them came back, and this is what he gave the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord said, weren't there nine others? Isn't it sad when we realize what Almighty God has done for us, considering the glory of God in the redemption of our souls? And I'm going to just tell you right now, I'm guilty how little I find myself thankful. Thankful. This was all she had. We realize what we are as being born in Adam, and we behold something of the glory of God to reveal to us our need of Him. And the Lord said, Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit. What does that mean? That means I can't do anything. I can't do anything. Do you know what I need? Here's what I need. For me to have any hope of salvation, I need the Lord to elect me. I need the Lord to look upon me in mercy. I cannot elect myself. I need for the Lord Jesus Christ to answer for me. You talk about spiritual poverty. I must be found in Him. Kevin, how am I going to get there? To be found in Christ? I'm a bankrupt spiritually. How am I going to be found in Christ unless Almighty God, from before the foundation of the world, puts me there? How am I going to do that? I need to have my debt settled before God. I need for Almighty God to deal in absolute justice and judgment. I need for God's wrath to be spewed out on another, on my behalf, or I don't have any hope. God's just. I know that. You say, well, you can do the best you can. It ain't gonna cut it. I need for God Almighty to keep me, Neil. If God doesn't keep me, I know what I'm going to do. I'm telling you. I know what I'm going to do. I'll leave. And I've witnessed some that God's left to themselves to leave. And that's scary. What if He doesn't keep me? I'm gone. This woman was a poor widow. And she put in two mites. I wouldn't doubt for one second that she put them in there so carefully. Just real quietly. Don't make any noise. Don't want anybody knowing that I just put in two mites. But the Lord saw it. Do you think that that woman had any earthly idea that Almighty God was watching her? She had no idea, I'm sure, that Almighty God was going to record this in Scriptures. Putting a record of her giving two little old bitty pieces of money that didn't amount, humanly speaking, to a hill of beans, but she gave what she gave as unto the Lord. And God Almighty honored it. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? You that know him, just be honest now. Do you have anything to offer? Really, what do you got? By the grace of God, we can say this tonight. I'm just thankful that he allowed me to thank him, to bless him, to praise him. Oh, what we learned about ourselves from these four passages of Scripture, these four verses in this Scripture. But found within these four verses, and this is what I want to make a few comments on concerning where's the Lamb. I want us to look at the glorious declaration of God's gift to a people that he has everlastingly loved in Christ. This woman is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus himself and his willingness and faithfulness to finish the work given him by the Father. Now let's just look at these verses for just a minute. I'll make a few comments and I'll be done. Verse 1 says, he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. Now here is this world's religion and attitude. This world's thoughts of being able to please God by their ability. The Scripture says concerning the church at Laodicea, this was their attitude. I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And the Lord revealed their true state, and he said, thou knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Is it not a miracle of God's grace that the Lord would reveal to a man his spiritual poverty? Safest place you'll ever be to be found a spiritual beggar at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But before the Lord called you out of darkness, did you realize man's poverty? I thought I was something. I thought I knew everything. And the older I get, the more I realize how silly and stupid I really am. I don't know anything. And the Scripture says, and he saw, verse 2, a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites. A poor widow woman. Oh, what a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. I could not read this passage of Scripture and my heart not be drawn to him. Listen to this Scripture. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Oh, the poverty of the Lord Jesus Christ. Humbled himself, made himself of no reputation. I mean, we're talking about the one that the seraphims with six wings, two of those wings they cover their eyes, and two of those wings they cover their feet, two of them they fly and they cry, holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is full of his glory. Him, that's right, humbled himself. The Lord said concerning that poor widow. Again, a beautiful picture of our precious Savior. He said, of a truth, I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. You know what she gave? Herself. She gave herself. This is all I got. This is all of it. Gave all she had and held nothing back. And the Lord knew it. Now, we're not told in this passage of Scripture, somebody came up and said, I don't know if you knew this or not, but that's all she had. I know her personally. He knew her. She did what she did out of love for God, for His glory, His blessed name. Again, in that attitude, and I know it's a picture, I know it's a type, I know it's a shadow, but what a beautiful shadow. The Scripture says concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, for I do always those things that please Him. Faithful. Faithful. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. You hear Him. Concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and His giving, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Let me ask you this, what did He keep back? Nothing. He gave Himself. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God, but she of her penury, her poverty, hath cast in all the living that she had. Man, in his fallen nature, trusts in himself. Now that's you know that's the way we are. I'm just talking to all of us now. This is just the way we are. We find ourselves trusting. The Lord blesses and gives us a little something, you know. And we start setting our eyes upon it and start getting a little bit of, you know, false security. And, you know, I'm telling you, but for the grace of God, it'll steal our hearts completely. And you know it will. Scripture says in Proverbs 11:28, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall. Marvin, you better listen. You better listen. But this poor widow, a woman just like the one of whom she was a precious picture, was one that the Lord took notice. No one, I don't doubt for a second, would have given her a second look. She was just a poor widow. There was nothing that she could probably be found to be in their midst but a nuisance. I really don't even have time to give you the time of day. But concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what the Scripture says. Isaiah 53, 2 and 3. He shall grow up before Him. The Lord saw this woman and watched her and commented on her faithfulness, on her giving, the giving of all. He shall grow up before Him. Before who? Before the Father. The Father saw him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. You know, every time we find in Scripture a spirit of sacrificial giving, according to man's thinking, it's a lack of common sense. I'm talking about when you see sacrificial giving. Sacrificial giving. Man will look at that. Woman came to the Lord and she had an alabaster box. And she took that alabaster box. It was precious ointment, 300 pence worth. You remember those fellas in scriptures, they came out and they were hired, you know, to go out in the field, in a man's field. And you know how much he paid them a day? One penny. That was a day's wages. One penny. One day's work, one penny. 300 pennies worth was that alabaster box. That was the value, 300 pence. 300. Not far from a year's wages. And she took that precious ointment and she anointed the oil with it. You remember what happened, what the disciples said? What was this waste for? The Lord said, you leave her alone. Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial to her. I mean the poor of this world. What honor the Lord has bestowed upon faithfulness. A woman poured all the ointment she had. She could have taken that ointment and smelled good for a long time. But she poured it on the Lord. This little widow woman right here. Two mites. A widow in Zarephath. The scripture says that Elijah came to her and told her to make him a little cake. She said, look, I've got a handful of meal and a little oil. And she said, that's all I got. I'm going to make me and my son a little cake, and then we're going to eat it and we're going to die. That's what we're going to do. And Elijah, by the Spirit of God, told her, he said, you make one for me first. That was Almighty God that told Elijah to tell her that. And granted that woman faith to believe. And she made Elijah a little cake, and the scripture says, until it rained, the meal never stopped, and neither did the oil. There was always enough. One more little cake. Almighty God has spoken honor concerning this woman as she is found to be a glorious picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in closing, let me tell you of the greatest offering that was ever given. Concerning the glorious sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, I told you that, humanly speaking, men look at sacrificial giving and they see that as being a lack of good sense. That's what the world thinks of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says to the Jews stumbled at it. The Jews expected the Messiah to come, set up an earthly kingdom, and the Lord Jesus Christ gave himself as a sacrifice for his people. They stumbled at that. The Greeks considered the Lord Jesus Christ, the message of redemption. If you can't prove this by science and math and everything, they were great thinkers, and then that's foolishness. But I tell you, the glorious sacrifice that every believer rests his soul upon is set forth here. For he, that is the Father, hath made him sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He gave all. He gave himself. And we in him live. May the Holy Spirit cause us to behold the glory of our precious Savior as we behold in those four verses of Scripture the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ as he allowed this woman to be set forth as a beautiful type. Her poverty, his poverty. Her giving, she gave all. He gave all. May the Lord bless the word to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen.